This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:05 in the afternoon and it's a Friday. Mm. Feels like it's been a while since we actually got to Friday. I felt like actually like, you know, yesterday was yesterday felt like a Friday for us here in the studio. Right. And I'm really glad that today is actually a Friday. Yes. My name is Jasanu, together with
Rita Liu and Audrey Raj.
And this is Enterprise Biz Bytes. And today we're asking you, what would dominate your Raya celebrations this year? It's only a couple of days away. And you know, this year it would be very different because of COVID-19 and CMCO, and you know, maybe some of your relatives are even out of the country and probably can't even come back at this point of time. So we're asking you, what would dominate your Raya celebrations this year? Would it be like the video conferencing Raya, like a Zoom Raya, maybe even delivery services, a Grab Raya, or maybe you're just doing online shopping, a Lazada Raya, or the Tak Ada Duit Raya?
Sakit tu.
I know, it's very painful. Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. Let us know, what do you think would dominate your Raya celebrations this year? WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be giving you some tips on how to also go about the Raya celebrations in the safest way possible with the new SOPs that have been announced. And following that, we've got a story about how you could probably now play video games with your cat if you have a cat. If you don't have a cat, we have a solution for that as well. And ending our Biz Bytes show for the week, we will be sharing you, or maybe we'll be giving you some a reminder of how important some of our riders delivering services during this point of time, and also maybe perhaps you could do something nice for them in return, which I know most of you have probably already been doing that. You know, maybe more of us could do it over this weekend. But let's talk about a safer Raya.
Yeah, so we're only like just a couple of days away from Raya and this really long weekend. And I know that most of our Muslim friends are already busy making last minute preparations, maybe running to the market and, you know, trying to stock up for this long, long weekend. Now, in previous years, this would be the time when shopping centres were packed. Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman, with people buying new clothes and other necessities. But this time around, the sought after items are not your Kuih Raya and Baju Raya and all, but actually disinfectants, masks and thermometers, believe it or not.
It's overtaken the lemang. Every time in Raya last year or the years before, my house on the main road, I live in Ampang, so, you know, there are rows of lemang sellers and, you know, the roads are clogged. It's from three lanes into one lane, simply because just people are triple parking, double parking and getting their lemang, right? And gone now.
But that used to be a good problem because you have plenty of variety.
The
competition is stiff in Ampang for lemang.
It was good because, you know, if one isn't good, you know that's not going to survive. Like, so quality.
Even here, Tamantun, the whole drive,
stretch,
right?
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. So as part of adjusting to this new normal, people are saying that even if it's just having two or three people coming over for Raya, right, there must be sanitizers and masks wherever you are during this festive period. This was actually an article that we picked up from The Star, and it spoke up. I think there's this person named Ilyana Rahman who said that her Raya would be toned down as her family has decided not to receive visitors except close relatives, but she said that she wanted to ensure that there were enough gloves, masks and sanitizers for everyone. And apparently her family also bought a thermometer to check the temperature of relatives who would visit them during Raya. Yeah. And she says that we never needed these items before, but now they are essential. And when we go out, because we do not want to bring the virus home. And she also said, no, please don't be upset if people don't allow you to enter their homes. But no, just be happy that you have helped them, helped protect them from infection. They also spoke to the makers of some personal protective equipment and other safety items. And they said that the demand for masks, sanitizers, disinfectants, rubber gloves, thermometers and portable sanitation machines had increased by 50% since the pandemic started. And nowadays, you know, the customers that buy these products are not just industry representatives, but actually just regular people like you and me, you know, who need it for home use or for office use, right? And if you're already done stocking up with, you know, things to keep your raya hygienic and safe and all, the other thing, the other trend that we've been noticing is that since people can't balik kampung, now, you know, they still want to enjoy those raya delicacies this year. They're learning how to make this themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe like your mom used to make that rendang that you really love, and then now you're on the phone with her, you know, trying to figure out the recipe and, you know, preparing for all the food stuff before you actually start cooking that, and cooking that for your like nucleus family, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to having, you know, like everyone together. So it's also, I guess, a time for you to, well, DIY, like do it yourself this time around. So it's a do it yourself raya as well.
Now, I can attest to that because I've made rendang over this course of this MCO period, simply because, you know, a friend of mine brought over some lemang that he started making on his own. So he was like, hey, Jeff, do you want some? And I was like, oh, great. So he sent it over using one of the delivery services. And I was thinking to myself, like, you can only eat lemang with rendang, right? So I decided to go on YouTube, find a recipe for rendang, and within 20 minutes, got my rendang and lemang.
Yeah, but I know what it feels like to, you know, like get something off YouTube and cook it, and then it just doesn't hit the spot because it's not your grandma's recipe. You know, so this is the time to actually to see, I guess we'll see all these recipes being passed down through the generations as well.
Yeah, and don't hold back on one ingredient.
No. Okay. Yeah. But the difficulty, like, you know, I know we're going slightly off topic here, but the difficulty in trying to get the recipes from your mother or your grandmother is like when you ask them for measurements.
Oh man.
There is never a measurement. It's like aga-aga lah.
What is aga-aga?
Such a bit.
Yeah. And then you go like, so what is that, 1 tablespoon or 1 teaspoon or half? They go like, well, you know.
And that's the whole, a pinch doesn't work because like your fingers are fatter than mine. And so my pinch, I'm going to have to double pinch.
Yeah, like stir until it's brown. And you go like, what type of brown? Like it's already brown. So how brown? It's like, no, a little bit more. It's like, so browner than this? I don't know. Just, you know, that's why I just go onto YouTube.
So, I mean, if you're not going to do it yourself, and I know it's a big ask to do everything by yourselves, you know, every household doing everything by themselves. Well, you know, at least now we have e-commerce and you can prepare well in advance for the kuih raya that you enjoy or the keripik. Now, there was this article I found as well about this keripik seller who... Now, she usually sells about 300 kilograms of keripik, especially during this raya time. And because her suppliers and all that are not coming to her for raya this year, she said that she's gone on Facebook, she's gone on Instagram, and she's selling about 10 kilograms of her keripik every day through the internet. So she's all right.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah. But that's you know, again, like just seeing that there is this that's an opportunity on you know this kind of social platforms that don't have you know people selling things like this. Like it's very difficult to find you know authentic you know raya you know snacks or cookies, right? So now these kind of sellers they've discovered like let's just post on Facebook, and then you realize it's the word of mouth on Facebook that actually will, you know, help you trickle down. And 10 orders per day, 10, 15 orders per day, that's something, right? Yeah.
And they're also doing it on WhatsApp now. You know, and you, I don't know about you, but I've been getting like all these little menus and menu cards as well. This is Monday's offering. This is Tuesday's offering. And then you can order well in advance, right? So it's nice to see all these small businesses finally having a bit of a digital presence, even if it's via WhatsApp. But it's nice to see all of them on board now.
And I guess after this period, it's like if you're really good, right? You will continue.
Yeah.
Anyways, get in touch with us. Let us know what would dominate your raya celebrations this year. Would it be the Tada Duit Raya, which is my favourite, to be honest? Or will it be like the Zoom Raya or video conferencing Raya? Will it be Grab or Foodpanda Raya? Will it be the Shopee Lazada Raya, the e-commerce Raya? Get in touch. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for Managers, BFM 89.9.
If you're wondering, Wong Xiaoning is like that outside of the studio as well. Just to say. Anyways, you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you, what would dominate your Raya celebrations this year? Would it be Zoom video? Would it be Grab or, you know, Foodpanda deliveries? Would it be the Lazada, Shopee, or, you know, the shopping experience? Or would it just be the Takde Duit Raya celebrations this year? Get in touch. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Let's go to Twitter to see what the poll looks like.
So right now we have almost 23% of responses saying that it will be a Zoom Raya for them. 6% say Grab Raya. Less than 2% say Lazada Raya. And a whopping 70% say Takde Duit Raya.
Oh no.
Which corresponds with the Lazada Raya, because you Takde Duit Raya, you can't go there.
Now, I'm just imagining what this would be like if it happened during Christmas for me. Mm-hmm. You know, how to buy your Christmas outfit. You're going to have to do that online. Yeah. And, you know, what about Christmas cookies and all?
Try. This is it's not going to happen.
No, but you know, it must be really different, tough.
It will be a different celebrations until we find some sort of vaccine, right? So whether it is, you know, the upcoming, even Gawai is, I think, you know, just 2 weeks away or something, right? So even then, you know, I know in Sarawak, it's a big deal and they can't celebrate, you know, Gawai as what they were before in previous years. And then, you know, throughout the year, you would still find, you know, different celebrations. You know, Deepavali will come up and then Christmas and then even next year's Chinese New Year as well, right? You know, so we're all hoping that, you know, hopefully we can find a vaccine and have the celebrations again. Or else, it's going to be different for everyone.
That said, Sarawak has no new cases for the last 8-9 days. Mm. So that's really promising. And I believe Tuak will kill all the crows. I'm only kidding. Okay.
It's like talking about Rasam all over again.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm just thinking that this is going to be a very different Raya, but it can still be a Raya to remember. You know, maybe 6 years down, 7 years down, you know, you're talking to your friends and remember Raya 2020 when we were all on lockdown. And I mean, so, you know, you can still make memorable experiences. And I guess one of the ways to do that is to Zoom.
Yeah. So a friend of mine sent me a text message during the break and he said that basically his aunt is going to send over Raya food tomorrow evening using one of the services. And on Sunday at 7 o'clock in the morning, his uncle has asked all of them to wear last year's Baju Raya because it was just like a theme of them. And as usual, to have breakfast, but do it over Zoom.
Right.
So they're all still going to gather and have it over Zoom.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing, every year I look forward to seeing my friends and their families, you know, dressed up in their Baju Raya. And sometimes they're all color coordinated, right? And to see those photographs. But imagine that over Zoom right now, you know. So you've got one family on in one window, another family in another window, but they're all dressed in their Baju Raya for a Zoom family portrait. It's going to be so cool.
Right.
Especially if you're, you know, there are some brands who've come up with matching face mask for your Baju Raya as well, right? So there's brands like Bahati and Nala Designs. They've come up with face masks that you can use as a fashion statement to show off your Raya OOTD. So basically, you know, if you're wearing like a blue Baju Raya, you've got a blue face mask. If you're wearing like a green Baju Raya, then you could wear a green face mask. And Frida has actually even color coordinated some of her face masks based on what, you know, she wears in the office
some
as well.
Some things don't change, you know what I mean? The spirit's got to be there. And you know, like with all this happening, although you're not, you know, we talk about social distancing, so you're not together, but, you know, you're still connecting, right? And that's the spirit. I think that's more important, the spirit of things, right? It's still family. We're still in touch. We're still, you know, the moment this is over, we'll catch up again. You know?
And there are plenty, not just Zoom, there are plenty of services that you can use to do video conferencing. Of course, the most simplest one or the easiest one that you'll probably already have is WhatsApp. So you could use WhatsApp to call, I think up to 5 or probably even more now. They may have extended it. I'm not quite sure, but you could call. You can even do video calls with your family members. There's also Skype that's been around for aeons. You probably just forgot your password. You have an account. Yeah, I'm very sure you have an account.
Yes. So it's time to do forgot password.
Exactly. You definitely have it somewhere in your, you know, your notepad. Or you could, you know, try Facebook. You could try Zoom to register for a free account. There's a whole bunch of even different, you know, video conferencing softwares. And they're all fairly simple to use. You could use your phone. And most of us would have a smartphone with, you know, a decent
Google Hangouts.
Google Hangouts. Mm. It's free as well. The only challenge is that, you know, we joke around in the office when we do our own video conferencing is that, you know, the catchphrase of the year is, can you hear me? And, you know, it's just that during this time, this weekend, the Raya is like, boleh dengar aku tak? Yeah. It's like, or it's like, boleh nampak aku tak? It's like, you know.
Press unmute, unmute, you're unmute.
Why is this mic situation so I don't understand why we can't overcome this. You know, we've been doing MCO for a couple of months now. We can't figure out how to unmute.
Yes, yeah. So prepare for, you know, where there will be challenges where you may not be able to hear some of your family members because they're on mute, or you might be, you know, looking at, I guess, you know, the view of their nose or the bottom of their nostrils because that's just how the way they hold the phone. And, you know, there will be these kind of challenges, but take it as an experience that you will probably, hopefully, never have again. Mm. And it's just that one-off story that you can tell, that you can remember on the year 2020. This is what happened.
It can still be a Raya to remember for the right reasons. Mm. Yeah.
And for those that have been voting for the Takde Duit Raya, well, you know, you actually could still somehow collect your Duit Raya if you go on to some of the, you know, e-wallet providers to send Duit Raya. So, you know, traditionally it would be the adults giving the children's, you know, in the form of cash in a sealed envelope. But, you know, with COVID-19 and CMCO, you can actually send Duit Raya through these e-wallets. There are many of them. There's like, you know, GrabPay, there's Boost, there's Maybank, there's Touch and Go, there's Duit Now, and you use this practically to buy your bubble tea and stuff. So why not then just, you know, use that same method and send it to your, you know, your nephew and nieces or your relatives that, you know, would generally come over and visit, you know, yourself and collect Duit Raya. And most of these services, they generally don't charge for you to send, you know, cash from one place to the other. And it's also the beauty of it. It's just more eco-friendly because you don't have to, you know, wrap it in the Ang Pao packet or the Duit Raya envelope itself. And, you know, much less paper, money still can be transferred, no fees. Just saying.
40 plus players in the e-wallet scene.
Yeah.
Also,
take,
you know,
your pick.
There's been a greater adoption of e-wallet among, like, even people in the rural areas, thanks to that incentive that we got for to use our e-wallets, right? So that 30 ringgit as well. So, you know, you don't have to stop at that 30 ringgit. Mm. You know, you can.
Don't be sad. You know, the Takde Duit Raya can still happen. It's just you may not be able to collect the packets itself, but the money, I'm sure you can. Get in touch with us. Let us know what do you think will dominate this year's Raya celebration in your family circles. Would it be Zoom Raya? Would it be Grab Raya? Would it be Lazada Raya? Or would it be Takde Duit Raya? And, you know, taking us to the break is a Raya song. This is Saloma with Selamat Hari Raya, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.